What exam do 100% of women fail? A prostate exam.
Did you hear about the latest James Bond movie where he procrastinates about coloring his hair? It's called Die Another Day.
What do you call a guy with his head stuck in the toilet? Lou.
My wife finally told me she is unable to have children. Inconceivable. I replied.
What's it called when two Rachels get married? An interracial marriage.
Last night someone broke into my house and stole my limbo trophy. How low can they go?
Why didn't the lumberjack know how many trees he'd cut down? He didn't keep a log.
What's the best name for a mediocre carnival company? Fair enough.
Did you know that all garden gnomes have red hats? It's a little gnome fact.
For the sake of the economy, we need to legalize marijuana everywhere. It's the best way to create high employment.
Nobody has seen the Zamboni driver, but I'm sure he'll resurface eventually. Get ready for more laughs and groans following this short break.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Cowie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment, and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did I tell you about the new restaurant on the moon? The food is great, but there's no atmosphere.
What do you call a man holding potato, carrots, meat, and broth in a pot? Stew.
I'm doing whatever it takes not to have to wait for other cars at intersections. I'm pulling out all the stops.
How do you know that butane weighs less than xenon? Because butane is a lighter gas.
I go to cities to look at street lamps. Those are the highlights.
Every dawn, this stupid blackbird wakes me up by chirping outside my window. It's a raven lunatic.
I bought a toilet brush last week. If you want to know, I'm going back to using toilet paper.
I wore a blindfold for all 4 years prior to college. I had to be sure I didn't peek in high school.
I'm Bob Jeffy.
And I'm Montgomery Jones. There's a bonus dad joke waiting for you at the end of the episode. Let's spread some happiness or pain with these jokes. Wishing you a great day, and I'll be back with more jokes tomorrow. Thank you for tuning in.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Cowie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on StoryButton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for more dad joke humor to share? Then subscribe to our new weekly email newsletter. It's our weekly roundup of the best dad jokes, memes, and humor for you to enjoy. Spread the laughs and groans and sign up today. Check the sign-up link in the show notes page or visit dailydadjokespodcast.com. The Daily Dad Jokes podcast is produced by Classic Studios. See the show notes page for social media links and joke credits. This show was recorded in front of a Cannes studio audience. A cowboy asked his friend for help rounding up 18 cows. His friend said that's 20.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.